This is 5 and 10 on Skywatch TV for October 30th. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, the first charges from special counsel Robert Mueller. Paul Manafort and his longtime business partner Rick Gates turned themselves in on charges stemming from special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into possible coordination between the Russian government and the Donald Trump presidential campaign in 2016. Wall Street Journal reporting that Manafort has been hit with several charges, including tax fraud. He's expected in federal court in Washington later Monday. In other words, the Wall Street Journal reporting that the charges have nothing to do with Donald Trump. But if you watch mainstream media reports today, Monday, about this issue, you will see how they are connecting Manafort with Trump and the charges filed against Manafort. They will not typically connect Manafort together with and his working relationship with John and Tony Podesta, the longtime Democratic strategists and consultants with whom Manafort worked to advance Russian interests with Bill and Hillary Clinton. Instead, we're seeing questions from the likes of CNN's Jim Acosta asking White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders whether the whole Uranium One deal is simply Donald Trump's efforts to divert attention from the investigation by Robert Mueller. Meanwhile, the mysterious Republican anti-Trump group that financed Fusion GPS's research into Donald Trump that became the genesis of the infamous Trump dossier published by BuzzFeed last January wasn't John McCain, the Republican National Committee, or the Ted Cruz campaign. It was, in fact, conservative website Washington Free Beacon. That's a news site that I look at pretty regularly, a pretty reliable source. The conservative site told a congressional panel it paid Fusion GPS to conduct opposition research on the Trump campaign and several other Republican candidates for president, but asked it to stop last May of 2016, when it became apparent that Trump would be the nominee. The DNC and the Clinton campaigns, however, through lawyer Mark Elias, contracted Fusion to continue its work digging into Trump's background in April of 2016, and that's when the work that led to the dossier's creation began. Topic number 4, revelations from the JFK files. As we reported last week, the files that had been sealed but ordered released by Congress within 25 years, which expired like last week, did in fact have some interesting bits of information, even though some documents were withheld. Key highlights from the document release so far: sabotaging plane parts. A year before Kennedy's murder, in the minutes of a secret meeting about a CIA operation called Operation Mongoose, CIA officials said they would investigate the possibility of sabotaging plane parts manufactured in Canada headed for Cuba. Also in the documents, a CIA mafia plot to kill Fidel Castro. Not really a wow. CIA plotting false flags in Miami. During Operation Mongoose, the CIA also considered staging false flag terror events in Miami and blaming them on pro-Castro Cubans. Again, not a wow. We know from Operation Northwoods that the CIA and the U.S. military considered shooting down American passenger planes with an American fighter jet painted with the colors of the Cuban Air Force in order to justify going to war with Castro's Cuba. Also, the FBI received a death threat on Lee Harvey Oswald the day before the Kennedy assassination. Jack Ruby's connections, of course, Jack Ruby was the one who killed Lee Harvey Oswald. Ruby's associations within the Dallas Police Department, documented in this new release. Soviet Russia said the killing was an organized conspiracy, and they were afraid the assassination would lead to all-out war. Plus, there's a note that a bullet hole in the windshield in the front of the presidential limo indicated that the first shot was fired from a bridge over the parkway in front of the limousine, which means Lee Harvey Oswald could not possibly have been the only shooter, because at the angle that you see this picture, this still from the Zapruder film, Oswald would have been behind him and to the left in the Texas Book Depository. And we all learned on Friday, by the way, through a tweet, that President Trump does intend to release all of the documents in spite of the requests of the FBI and the intelligence community. Topic number 3, irony, thy name is Wilson. Representative Frederica Wilson of Florida. She's been at the center of a story surrounding the death of Sergeant LaDavid Johnson in Niger ever since Wilson politicized the bereavement call placed by President Trump to Johnson's widow, Maisha Johnson. Representative Wilson claimed she's unaware of why the United States has soldiers in Niger and has called the mission President Trump's Benghazi. However, going to Representative Wilson's own website, this press release, and I quote, "In a long-awaited victory, the U.S. House of Representatives today, by a voice vote, passed House Resolution 3833, Senate Bill 1632, legislation introduced by Congresswoman Frederica S. Wilson and Senator Susan Collins, Republican of Maine, to help combat Boko Haram." That's the Islamic group, a terrorist group that has pledged allegiance to the Islamic State. Returning to the press release. "The measure directs the United States Secretaries of State and Defense to jointly develop a 5-year strategy to aid the Nigerian government, members of the multinational joint task force created to combat Boko Haram, and international partners who've offered their support to counter the regional threat posed by the insurgents. Boko Haram has pledged allegiance to ISIS and continues to commit terrible acts of brutal violence against civilians in Nigeria, as well as Chad, Cameroon, and Niger," end quote. In other words, the reason American soldiers are in Niger is because of a bill sponsored by Representative Frederica Wilson. You can't make this stuff up. Topic number two, erasing our history. Leaders of a historic Episcopal church in Alexandria, Virginia, have decided to remove a pair of plaques from its sanctuary, marking the usual seats of two of its most famous parishioners, George Washington and Robert E. Lee. In a letter sent Thursday to members of the Christ Church congregation, church leaders explained the decision came after much deliberation. "The plaques in our sanctuary," read the letter, "make some in our presence feel unsafe or unwelcome," a reference to the fact that both men were slaveholders. Look, we should place no man or woman on a pedestal. George Washington is not a god, the painting on the underside of the Capitol dome notwithstanding, you know, the apotheosis of Washington and the statuary showing him as Jupiter and riding the chariot of Apollo and other such things. Nor should Robert E. Lee be venerated, although he was one of the greatest military minds ever produced by the United States. However, they both were integral parts of American history, and we don't know who we are unless we remember where we came from. This drive to eliminate American history that doesn't fit with our modern standards of political correctness is the first step toward cutting us free from our history. That's what the Assyrians used to do when they'd conquer people and they would strip them off their land and put them in another place and mix them up with a bunch of other people. It's basically a way to turn you into slaves of the elite. And finally, topic number one, happy internet birthday. 48 years ago to today, the very first message was sent through something called ARPANET. It was the Advanced Research Projects Agency then, now the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, sent from UCLA to the Stanford Research Institute this memo commemorating the event. The system was developed or intended originally to allow communication between universities, especially during times of war. As with any project that ARPA, now DARPA, gets its hands on, you have to wonder, you have to ask, how can this be weaponized? Well, through the development of social media, the intelligence communities are basking in the glory of finally getting us to volunteer information they've been trying to get through spying on us for the last 60 years. Oh, take us with you wherever you go. The mobile app for SkyWatch TV is a free download for your iOS device, your Windows phone, your Android phones and tablets, and your Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. The links to those app stores for the free download posted at skywatchtv.com. Look in the top menu bar where it says mobile app. And by the way, we received some questions asking why there is a question asked when you load that mobile app, allowing the app to access certain features on your phone or your tablet. The developer asking that. That's not SkyWatch TV asking for that. And that is so that they can have the access through the operating system to send you updates, to send you alerts when we post something. We don't do that every day or every time we post an alert, but we do occasionally alert you when a new interview goes online or when a new daily update 5 and 10 program is posted online. But again, it is not SkyWatch TV maintaining this this information. You can find more information. In fact, you can check the privacy policy of the developer of the app. Their website is subsplash.com. That's subsplash.com. And so, again, some of you have asked, and so that's why I want to address it. We're not keeping the information. The developer doesn't track the information, but because of the way the operating systems, as I understand it, and I'm not a developer, but as I understand it, it's required in order to send those alerts to your phone or tablet when we post something new. Tonight, I will be speaking on the topic, The Last Clash of the Titans, Mystery Babylon and the Return of the Old Gods. Or if I wanted to be really sensational about it, I could do something like, Titans, Gods, Monsters, Demons, Mystery Babylon. But I won't. Except that I just did. Anyway, 7 p.m. tonight, if you're in the Branson, Missouri area, it's at Morningside Church. That's about 30 minutes southwest of Branson. If you can't be there, it will be streamed live to the internet. This talk is, well, it blew my mind when I stumbled onto this research, so hope you can have a chance to see it. PTLnetwork.com is the website that will be streaming this talk. Again, 7 p.m. Central Time, that's UTC-5 at PTLnetwork.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is SkyWatch TV.
The Trump administration is now vowing to crack down and punish deep state saboteurs.
Today, America is being manipulated through a Washington-based shadow government.
This is a war now, the deep state against you and the president of the United States.
The artificial chaos engineered by elites and advanced by enemies of democracy is being propagandized by a devoted media machine to take down President Trump.
I submit to you that the establishment that you talk about, the so-called deep state, exists on both sides, the left and the right, and President Trump is up against both of them.
But this is not the whole story. A much more sinister quest behind the deep state is at work to usher in a final world order.
He's an outsider. He's not them. He's not part of the club. You know, he hasn't been through the initiation rites. He didn't belong to the secret society. He didn't belong to the secret society. The secret society.
They're trying to cheat you out of the future and the future that you want. They're trying to cheat you out of the leadership you want.
Globalists, secret societies, and world power brokers anticipate the insidious arrival of a messianic strongman they call the Grey Champion. Now, for the first time ever, expert on occultism and best-selling author Dr. Thomas Horn joins a senior analyst from the Pentagon and a retired police detective to bring you the shocking truth behind an ancient cabal almost too fantastic to believe.
If these forces are successful, this country will not survive.
They have a plan for your future, but you can know their secret and stop them in their tracks. Get ready, saboteurs, how secret deep state occultists are manipulating American society toward a final world order.
America is being manipulated by sinister occult forces and a Washington-based shadow government. But now, for the first time ever, expert on occultism and best-selling author Dr. Thomas Horn is joined by senior analyst from the Pentagon, Colonel Bob McGinnis, and retired police detective Carl Gallops to expose these nefarious forces. SkyWatch TV is proud to announce the Saboteurs Collection. When you order the new books, Saboteurs, Gods and Thrones, and The Deeper State from SkyWatch TV, you'll also receive free of charge for a limited time the exclusive oversized hardback collector editions of the classic two-volume set, The Devils and Evil Spirits of Babylonia, and The Fallen Angels and the Heroes of Mythology. These two timeless masterpieces, finally in print again after 100 years, are the perfect gift for the scholar or Bible student in your life and hold a retail value of over $60 all by themselves, but are included absolutely free when you purchase the limited time Saboteurs Collection. But that's not all. You'll also receive the never-before-aired DVD Off the Record, featuring exclusive interviews with Dr. Thomas Horn, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, and Detective Carl Gallops, further exposing the dark secrets of globalist elites and how to stop them in their tracks. This content is only available in this exclusive offer and will not be aired anywhere else. Finally, you'll also receive The Shadow Hand, the over 24-hour Steve Quayle and Tom Horn definitive audio series on CD. This audio collection discloses the terrifying truth behind the infamous WikiLeaks dumps, the shadow government, and so much more. This unprecedented special offer sold separately holds a retail value of over $175. Yours now for only $29.99 plus shipping and handling. The holiday gift season is coming, and you won't find this collection anywhere else. So don't delay. Order the Saboteurs collection for somebody you love now at SkywatchTVStore.com or call 1-844-750-4985.